Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yeah. What up?
And you know the drilly? You get a show, and you get a show, and you get a show.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Big show today. Later on, we're going to reveal the $500 winner of yesterday's Gabby's Sexy Secret Word of the Day contest. Plus, we give you one last chance to take some cash money from us.
Cha-ching.
You guys want to see Marlon Wayans naked?
Sure. Been waiting a long time. Bring it.
You want to see his Wayans?
What's running in the pan?
Hey, we're going to be talking to him about his new movie, Naked, and that's just going to be coming up in just a bit. But first, let's talk about Oprah Winfrey.
Yes, let's.
She's always been the advocate for self-acceptance, but this time she says she has limits when it comes to what she's going to be accepting from herself.
Okay.
And she said that limit is being over 200 pounds.
I love that.
I heard that. Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be over 200 pounds? That's not that much.
Most women, that is the weight. Once you hit it, it all
you
goes
depressed.
Downhill. Yeah.
It's like, all right, I'm just going to be a big girl. Yeah.
Now, Oprah has lost over 40 pounds since becoming an owner and representative for Weight Watchers in 2015. And in a recent interview, Oprah opened up about a continuous struggle with weight loss. She said, for your heart to pump, 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 it needs the least amount of weight possible to do that. So all of the people are saying, oh, I need to accept myself as I am. I can't accept myself if I'm over 200 pounds because it's too much work on my heart.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's
so
good.
Great.
But yeah, so I mean, so I go to the gym and I've been running up the stairs.
I'm proud of you, Gary.
I'm so proud of you, Gary.
That's good.
Yeah.
Right.
Let me tell you something. It might sound vulgar, but when you look down, you can't see. I'm like, girl, gotta go.
Right. Well, you can't see underneath there.
Yeah, see, my thing is when I'm sitting down, if I can't see it, I need to see you at all times.
I need you present at all times.
I need to make sure you are all right.
Like,
I need to make eye contact.
Okay.
Sitting up doing my makeup, I'm like, where? Let's go.
Yes, so I'm like,
that's the one you know you gotta make a change.
You gotta make a change.
All right, moving on to quote the one and only Michael Jordan, you miss 100% of the shots you never take.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I'm really talking about Russell Simmons, y'all. He shot his shot.
Oh.
So, supermodel Chanel Iman and current girlfriend of New York Giants wide receiver Sterling Shepard posted this picture with the caption, my type of view. So y'all can see what's beautiful in the view, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, honey. Well, Uncle Rush slid into the comments section with, mine too, laugh out loud. Hey, Chanel.
Oh, bastard.
He knocked the Russell. I mean, like, Russell always had game.
Well, if that ever made you uncomfortable, then you're not alone because his 14-year-old daughter, Aoki, chimed in with, Dad, stop. You are so embarrassing. To which he responded, that's our family, silly, laugh out loud. Aoki, that's your sister and my buddy. Don't make a scene.
Right. She caught him. Ain't none of her family.
How do y'all know he's not just cool with her and their friends? She might go to him and do yoga together with him at the same yoga class or something like that.
Because Drake has ushered these men into shooting their shots. Drake has slid into many DMs, and men are thinking that they can do it too.
There ain't no Russell Simmons following behind no Drake, okay?
Yeah, if you know that true history, like, Russell Simmons was sliding into DMs before DMs was a thing.
He was?
He was sliding into real-life DMs.
And he was next. Yeah. No, he was sliding into mailboxes.
And believe it or not,
the AOL mail.
Yeah, the AOL.
Netscape Navigator.
Okay, Dish Nation fans, it's that time of the show where someone out there gets paid for playing Gary's Sexy Secret Word of the Day contest. So, yesterday's word of the day was blush, and we got close to 3,000 submissions, but the winner is, drum roll please, Whitney.
Well
William.
I sound like Wendy, right? Well, congratulations to Whitney, but I'd like to point out that even though the word was blush, we got a lot of entries for the word bush. So y'all make sure y'all pay close attention, you little freaks out there,
y'all
and take that L. Exactly. Anyway, you guys have one more chance to win $500. And just a quick reminder of how the game works, several mini Garys will appear throughout today's episode. Make sure you pay close attention, because by the end of the show, you will have Gary's secret sexy word of the day. And once you know what it is, head on over to dishnation.com/Gary's Sexy Word Contest to enter your word, and then boom, you've entered the chance to win $500. And today's winner will be announced on Monday. All right, y'all ready?
Yeah. Yes. Go. Okay.
Here's the first letter.
I don't know about y'all, but it started to feel a little lonely in this room. So let's posse up real quick and bring in the crew from L.A. We got Heidi, Frank, Eric, and whoa. What happened to your beard, bro?
Yes, look at this, fellas.
Finally got it a little trim, huh?
Yeah, I was told if you ever want to have sex again, trim the beard. So guess who had sex last night?
Yeah. Congratulations. And I understand you got some Kanye West news that you can even relate to.
Yes, I do, Headcrack, and yes, I can relate. They are tying some of Kanye's odd behavior to smoking marijuana.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, this all stems from canceling his concerts last November.
Yeah.
And as we all know, he did have a mental breakdown and had to be put into a psychiatric facility here in Los Angeles. And
there must have been some good weed. You're like, I gotta go to the hospital.
I'll have what he's having. Well, as far as Kanye's concerned, he says he was forced to quit his concerts. So he wants to still get paid for those. And they're insured. Lloyd's of London insures for things like this, but they're saying no, because they're saying it's because of marijuana, the reason he had to quit, so they're not going to cover it. He's suing them for $10 million.
So they're claiming that it was his fault that all these shows got canceled. Instead of being a mental issue, he caused the mental issue.
Are they even claiming that it's marijuana, or were they saying, you want us to still pay you? You must be high. Well, all sorts of doctors did sign paperwork saying that he could not return to the stage.
Oh, so he
there you
the
go.
Doctors know.
There yeah. you have
well,
it.
Well, he said all sorts of doctors. What sorts of doctors?
Oh. Dr. Dre, Pepper, and Pib.
All right, y'all, moving on, honey. First, I'd like to tell all of you out there, honey, that Halle Berry herself, honey, will be talking to Andrew Freund about her new movie, Kidnap, on Dish Nation tomorrow. So you don't want to miss this, okay?
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. But anyway, honey, let's start with this one, honey. I just hate to say it, y'all.
What?
Oh, I hate to say it.
What?
But I might have some tea about Miss Halle Berry and Miss Charlize Theron, honey. And that tea is bitter.
Not bitter.
Oh, yes,
come
babe.
On. I think
yes.
I'm ready for some bitter
yes,
tea.
Yes, oh, yes, babe, honey.
They wouldn't want to do an over-under on the honey count there?
I say over-under 9 on the honeys.
I'm going to say 11.
That's his favorite. Honey, bitch, and baby.
Baby.
It's all you.
Now, everyone knows, y'all, that Charlize, honey, just made the movie, honey, Atomic Blonde, honey, and everyone is loving it, honey. Now, she kicks butt in the movie, and that got all sorts of people saying, y'all, that Charlize Theron should play James Bond. Mm. But baby, Miss Berry is saying, absolutely not, niece. No, honey. In a recent interview, honey, Halle said, y'all, that she wants women to be tough. But she also said, quote, I don't think you can change Bond to a woman.
I really don't think James Bond should be cast as a woman either. I think all you're going to have is 007 wrecking more cars.
Watch it, sucker.
Well, shifting gears a little bit, we're going to talk about Aziz Ansari. He did something controversial this year, and he did something that I don't think any of us are really capable of doing, and he quit the internet.
What?
What?
In a recent interview with GQ Style, he confessed that he was, like all of us, addicted to the internet. He said he was it was making him way too focused on his career. He wasn't having much of a personal life, because he says when you're on Instagram and you're on Twitter and you're on Facebook, all you're doing is chasing the next thing and not really living in the moment and living your life. So he's given up the internet and he's completely happy.
Okay, it's porn. He got addicted to porn, and he says, I was so addicted to my career because of the internet.
That's true. I would think something freaky like that. If I was dating a guy and he told me that he didn't use the internet, I would think so, too. I'd be like,
freak yourself.
Yeah, I feel like there was like some legal bind that keeps him from using the internet. You're not allowed to use your computer no more.
Right.
And it's funny that he says that he's getting off the internet so that he can have a personal life, but don't most people use the internet to get a personal life?
Hello.
Right.
But what if your only friends are from online?
Aww.
Yeah, what about my Tinder friends?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have those because you're in a relationship. So you want to talk about that?
I'm off the internet.
Well, don't go away because our friend Andrew Freund is sitting down with the stars of two Netflix comedies, one about dating and one about getting naked. And that's all after the break. Stay there.
Mm.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, Netflix has got two original comedies that I can't wait to see. Already streaming is The Incredible Jessica James, starring Jessica Williams.
Yo, she used to kill it on The Daily Show.
The show is about a newly single playwright navigating the dating scene in New York. And streaming August 11th is Naked, which stars Marlon Yummy Yummy Wayans, with the premise that definitely will remind you of Groundhog Day.
Oh,
remember Groundhog Day? That's going to be funny. Anyway, our BFF Andrew Freund talked with both casts, and here's how that went down.
You're a very complicated person.
I know. I'm sorry.
You never need to apologize for that. There's so many other things you could apologize for.
So let's talk dating advice.
Let's
do it. I'm single gut dude.
Okay. Like,
so let's help me write my profile.
How would you describe yourself?
Like a curious in nature.
That's hot. Okay, so curious in nature is a good headline because
All right, I'm writing
it's mysterious.
Okay.
You know, people love Batman. They love a mysterious quality.
Can I? So I'm like a Jewish Batman.
Oh, that's hot. You could put mysterious in nature. I'm like a Jewish Batman is what you should say. I think whoever thinks that's funny is gonna like be definitely in your wheelhouse. And I think that's it. And then we need to talk about your photos.
Okay.
Do you have like a smile? Like you have a photo of you
smiling? I like to do a smirk, like a...
That's a little crafty. That seems a little bit like, I might cheat on you. I get too drunk. Like, you don't wanna like smirk in a photo.
This is Benny.
Hey, where are you, man? People are pissed.
You have to accept the fact that he's not coming.
He will be here.
If you could tell us a little bit about the film.
Romance, love.
You know, there's a young man, Marlon Wayans, who wants to marry my daughter, who is...
Perfect. He's
perfect.
Just absolutely perfect.
He's perfect if I do say
my son.
Him? No. Please. And he just can't seem to get it right. So every time the bells chime at the church, he starts the day all over again.
Are you proud of your butt? Is it everything you hoped for?
I think it's a work in progress. I'm happy about where he's at. He got a nice lift. It's got a nice size. But overall, I think it gets me laid. So it's cool. It's a cool butt. It's better than Michael Douglas's. Way better.
I know. Yeah, you're not into Michael Douglas's ass.
No, I don't think anybody is. I think Catherine Zeta puts a blindfold on when he gets naked, and then they have sex.
All right. Would you rather be naked visiting the Mall of America or giving the Harvard commencement speech?
Oh my God.
Neither.
You gotta pick one.
Why?
Probably, Harvard commencement speech. I don't know anybody at Harvard. I know a lot of folk at the mall. I got to go to the mall. I got to go back over to the mall.
Let's just talk about filming that elevator scene. Yes. How many times did you do that? Do you just get used to being naked when you're filming that kind of thing?
There's anxiety at first, the first day, the first moment of being naked, you have anxiety. But that's why I went to the gym. Like, throughout the movie, I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I hit the gym every day, but it was anxiety. But then all the girls on set looking at your butt and, you know.
So you got laid off this thing is what you're saying.
I didn't get laid. I wish I did. Hopefully now the movie comes out, it's gonna be trouble. Cause they see this butt and they be like, oh, I gotta give him some.
Your phone is gonna be ringing off the hook.
That's cool. Hit me on the DM, ladies, at Marlon Wayans.
So that's it, just hit you on the DM and the DM. Maybe they get a chance.
I answer back. Yeah, I'm simple.
What are the qualifications?
Do you have teeth? Works for me.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. You look great. All right, y'all, so Justin Bieber's broken his silence after canceling the remainder of his Purpose World Tour. He took to Instagram last night to write a lengthy letter to fans explaining the reasons why he cut his tour short. Now, this is a lot of words right here. There's a television show, ain't nobody got time for that, so it's a short version. He said, me taking this time right now is me saying I want to be sustainable. I want my career to be sustainable, but I will also want my mind and heart and soul to be sustainable so that I could be the man I want to be, the husband I eventually want to be, and the father I want to be.
Oh. Oh, now that was deep.
You can't even be mad at that.
Right.
Hell no. I knew when we finally heard from him, it would be something that would make sense.
Justin. I disagree. Regardless, right. The show must go on.
That's right.
Being in the entertainment business, you have to follow through with your word and people buying your tickets. You have to still go be there for those people who bought your tickets. You still have to juggle everything.
You know, I can
you can't just pause life. I can't be like, I ain't coming to Dish Nation, honey. I'm going to pick my job back up in a couple more months.
If you came in here freaking out on us like Gary do, I would be like, girl, take a break.
Gary ain't went nowhere. Gary ain't going nowhere. He go crazy on us and we still
Jennifer
put up
Holliday
with him.
And I'm telling you, I'm not going. All right, y'all, honey, it's time for a story for all you people out there who like your women big and beautiful, baby. Oh, Portia, there you go.
Get me, girl.
Yes, honey. Now, this is Miss Raya, honey, a.k.a. the Queen of Curves, honey. Now, she started pole dancing after splitting from her husband and decided to do something new. She soon discovered, y'all, that she has a special talent as a pole dancer, so much so that she is now, honey, a pole dancing instructor where she teaches a class of plus-size ladies how to work that pole, bitch, like a pro.
All right, now.
Yes.
She was working that pole, honey.
Yeah.
That is not an easy thing to do. Me and Portia have both tried ourselves.
Yes. So, Portia and Brett, I mean, so are there any videos out there with you all trying to do the pole dancing thing?
Hell no. I've never seen anybody be able to lift up like that and have the control she's got. My thighs was burnt.
Yes. And that building is so structurally sound. Like, more sound than World Trade Center.
You know what? Hey, Greg. No, we're not gonna do that.
All right, y'all, what does D-E-A-L spell?
Deal!
That's right. Who here can tell me the most important single discovery in the history of mankind?
Support bras.
No. Dance is fire.
Oh.
Fire. This is the Saberlight plasma beam lighter, which uses an electric rechargeable ion cell instead of the conventional butane gas to create a superheated plasma wave that is even hotter than fire.
Mm. Wow.
This is the safest way to light up your stoves, your candles, or your medicated herbal smoking devices. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. It also has the advantage of being completely windproof and splash-proof. So you're probably asking yourself, crack, how much does it cost?
Yeah, how much?
Honestly, something like this made of this fine metal would retail for about $200. But for you guys in the Dish Nation family, it's a steal at only $29.
Whoa! $29?
So this thing won't burn a hole in your wallet unless you wanted to. Hop on to morningsave.com right now to make the most of this smoking hot deal.
All right, y'all. Up next, find out why Kristen Stewart is comparing her relationship with Robert Pattinson to a grilled cheese sandwich, baby. Don't go anywhere, boo.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, she's usually pretty reserved about talking about relationships, but Kristen Stewart is now talking about a past relationship with Robert Pattinson, and she's speaking out about it because she said so many people think that her relationship with Robert Pattinson wasn't genuine because she's now in a relationship with a girl named Stella, and she said what she had with Robert was genuine, and she used cheese to illustrate her point.
Cheese?
So here's what she said, quote, I've been deeply in love with everyone I've dated. Did you think I was faking it? Some people aren't like that. Some people know that they like grilled cheese and they'll eat it every day for the rest of their lives. I want to try everything. If I have a grilled cheese once, I'm like, that was cool, but what's next?
Oh, she'll never be satisfied.
So, right, so even the girl she's with, I mean, no matter what food item it is, she just admitted that she's like, okay, I had that for a while and I'm on to the next thing.
Kristen Stewart looks like she just dropped a grilled cheese on the ground. That's her face, is grilled cheese that hit the floor. Is there a food you could eat the rest of your life?
I mean, pizza, which is basically grilled cheese with, you know, it's just, anything bread and cheese, I'm in.
Well, pizza is basically grilled cheese.
That's
I never even thought about that, but actually it kind of is.
If you ask me, I'll say that every night. That it's up to you to pick something different.
Do you get the same toppings every time on your pizza?
Pretty much,
or do you say, you know what, tonight I'm feeling like some sausage, honey.
Not a meat lover in the house.
The show's over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com and take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.